name is Ketsia Arelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, and I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Ginger Davidson, G-I-N-G-E-R-D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, number 1 chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension and hyperlipidemia, as well as obesity and the aging process, period. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 52 from 46, creatinine of 1.82 from 1.86, and a GFR of 32 from 32. There is no urinalysis available for assessment of activity in the urinary sediments or for calculation of proteinuria, period. She denies any urinary symptoms, period. She has lost 19 pounds since the last visit, and due to compliance with the plant-based diet, as well as her intake of Farxiga 10 milligrams, period. We will continue to monitor for now. Number 2, iron deficiency anemia. Her HNH is 10.1 and 31.9%, and her iron saturation is 24%. She receives Procrit injections at the Florida Cancer Center and has an upcoming appointment on the 19th of September, period. We will continue to monitor. Number 3, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.4. We instructed her on the importance of decreased protein and purine foods and the diet, especially from animal proteins. We will repeat the uric acid level, and if it continues to increase, we'll consider starting her on allopurinol 100 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 160. The rest of her lipid panel is within normal limit. We encourage her to decrease her intake of simple carbohydrates as well as foods high in fat and cholesterol. Continue with atorvastatin at this time. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D of 15.6. We started her on vitamin D3 supplements, 2,000 units, one tablet daily, and we'll repeat the levels. Next line, hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 131 over 86. As previously stated, she's lost 19 pounds. She does have history of lymphedema. Therefore, her bilateral lower extremities are swollen. She uses lymphedema pump at home for the swelling. Period. We advised her to decrease her intake of sodium in the diet to 2 grams in 24 hours and to decrease her overall intake of fluids. Period. Next line. Coronary artery disease status post stents. Next line, CHF / diastolic dysfunction. She follows with Dr. Arsenius, A-R-C-E-N-I-A-S, cardiologist. Period. We will reevaluate. Oh, before that, her serum potassium is on the high end of normal at 5. We encourage her to decrease her intake of foods high in potassium and gave her written information. Her metabolic acidosis has improved on sodium bicarb, 650 milligrams daily. Her CO2 is 23 from 15, and she is feeling well. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. And